Gemini, this is your June horoscope for 2021. As I'm sure you already know, we are in the middle of eclipse season, and the main event for you for this month is the solar eclipse in Gemini of June 10th, as well as the fact that your ruler Mercury is retrograde through most of the month, and then later on in the month, it finally goes direct. So, what does this mean for you? Okay, let's start with the first week of June. The first week of June is interesting because it has a lot of water energy. It has a lot of energy that has the potential to heal, especially when it comes to relationships and communication in relationships. With that said, water energy and air energy can sometimes not function well together, okay? So for you, Cancer energy, which is where Venus is going to be, which is where Mars is going to be, especially in the beginning of the month, this for you is in your second house of money, sense of self-worth, sense of self-confidence, okay? So this for you is about healing the relationship with yourself when it comes to your self-worth and confidence. Why is this important? Because we have a new moon eclipse in Gemini. This means that in order for you to head in the direction that at this point you're meant to head in, Gemini, you are meant to do big things. You are meant to do something different than what you've done before. And you are meant to see that unfold for you in a really significant way by the end of the year. But in order for you to even take the leap of faith, to even say, I am actually going to do this, you need to have confidence in yourself. You need to honor the worth of your work. And therefore, you need to begin thinking about how much you're going to charge for a project or a job or a work. Because I honestly see this unfolding in that way. Now, this is also important because these eclipses are taking place in your axis of relationship. We just had the full moon eclipse in Sagittarius on May 26th. And I know this is the horoscope for June, but we have to talk about that, especially for you, because we are in eclipse season. It's not like one eclipse happens and it's independent from another. No, these two eclipses, the one of May 26th and yours of June 10th, are directly tied to one another. And that eclipse of May 26 had to do with finally the emotional release of an old relationship that was significant to you, your life, and the shape of your life for a very, very long time. At this point, you find yourself finally cutting that karmic tie and saying, my life is headed in a new direction. So, with that said, the healing of your sense of self-worth becomes that much more important, because if that relationship that you're finally karmically letting go of hurt your self-esteem, it put you down in some way, now it's the time to heal. Now it's time for you to step into your own and understand that you are in a different space in your life, okay? Now, on June 10th, like I said, it's the solar eclipse in Gemini at 19 degrees. On that same day, your ruler Mercury comes together with the sun during its retrograde period. This is what we call in astrology an inferior conjunction. This is the sun and Mercury coming together in the middle of Mercury's retrograde cycle. Whenever we have an inferior conjunction during a retrograde cycle, it represents an aha moment, a cosmic download. You receive an email, you get a text, you get a phone call. Something that brings to light an answer or a clarification that you've been needing really for at least 2 to 3 weeks. So whatever that is, it is meant to help guide you for your, in, I don't want to say intention, but where you want to head with this new moon energy that's, again, going to come to full fruition by the end of the year, okay? Gemini, you are the North Node. You are currently the karmic North Node. To all of us, your energy, your sign is teaching the rest of us how to keep an open mind, how to have this ability and flexibility to change perception, especially when life throws curveballs at us. You are great at that. And as such, it's as if the cosmos are asking you, no, the cosmos are making you mature really quickly. The North Node in Gemini has been in Gemini since May of 2020. Think about how much you have changed over the last year and how important that growth has been to where you are in life right now. I bring this up because it's important for you to acknowledge and embrace the transformation and the lessons that have come for you, because that is the space from which you are meant to take advantage of your solar eclipse. Solar eclipses are new moons that have the power of three new moons in one. And my love, this is the only solar eclipse that you're going to get in 19 years. And it's life-changing. And more, it has to do with your direction in life, with where you want to head, and you're fully and beautifully supported. But it also has to do with the fact that whatever direction you head, whomever you're in partnership with has to be supportive, has to come with you. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is something that turned into like a business partnership, you two buying a house together, doing something really big together that involves the signing of actual legal documents, okay? It's a big time for you. It's a big time for you. And so one thing that I will say is do not space out. Do not sabotage the process, because look, Pisces energy is really strong during these two eclipses, the May 26 eclipse and the June 10 eclipse, which is yours. Pisces is in your 10th house of career. You are meant to essentially be spiritually aligned with what your next career move is going to be. I would not be surprised if you have switched jobs or left a career and moved into another one in the last year. I would not be surprised if you're thinking about it now and you find yourself by the end of 2021 in a new, different career. Look, whatever that is, whatever has transpired over the last year and over the next 6 months, essentially it's meant to align you with something that feels purposeful, with something that feels much more fulfilling. And not necessarily because, you know, you're feeding hungry children or you're, you know, building houses where somebody needs them. No, this isn't like that for you. But what it is the sense of joy. Simply, the sense of joy through simply being. You are getting tired of the rat race and you want something that, yes, brings income, but not something that wastes away your soul. So that's how important this month is for you. Is in the beginning of the month, you're going to come to the recognition of this is what I want. The middle of the month is going to somehow make that happen, even if by just one tiny step. And by the end of the month and into July, there's going to be a lot more clarity of how you're going to implement all of the things that you've learned in June. Okay, because by the end of the year, your perspective, who you are, where you find yourself is going to be a completely different place and a really beautiful place that's going to allow you to grow in the way that you wanted for a really, really long time. Okay, on June 14th, we have the second square between Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus. This for you represents a karmic release. Why? Because Taurus is in your 12th house of karmic endings. And Aquarius for you, my love, is in the 9th house of elevation of consciousness, of higher learning. I can't help but feel that this also has to do, again, with the karmic tie of a relationship that was significant for you for a really long time and a ton of baggage leaving with that relationship. Even if you broke up with this person a year ago, this eclipse marks a time of emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually really cutting ties with that person and cutting ties with all of the baggage that came with that person that wasn't always positive, and you held on as a truth for yourself, and it actually held you back for a long time. By releasing that baggage, by releasing those old belief systems, you open up your mind, Saturn in Aquarius, in that ninth house of elevation of consciousness, to a different perspective, to thinking differently, to thinking bigger, to actually thinking and believing that you are capable of much, much more. Okay. Towards the end of the month, on June 24th, we have the full moon in Capricorn, which for you is in the eighth house of intimacy with another, shared resources, taxes, and the taboo stuff that happens behind closed doors within a couple. This tells me yet again of a karmic release, of a karmic tie, of an old relationship, so that you can start anew with someone who is potentially new in your life. So here's the thing. If you are in relationship now, you and the person you're with are making big moves between now and September. Come the end of the year, you and this person are really seeing yourselves in a different level or in a different stage in your relationship. If you're single, this is you finally cutting karmic ties with the ex, leaving all of that baggage behind, and opening yourself up so that from now till the end of the year, someone really, really significant comes into your life and has the potential to be someone important and in your life for a long time. My love, it's completely up to you where you want to head your energy towards, what you want to give your time and energy to, and who deserves it. Completely up to you. This is your new moon. You get to choose. Your ruler Mercury is about to go direct. You're going to come across some clarity that you haven't had before. So take advantage of it. And new moon blessings to you, my love. Enjoy.